Okay, so today is April 8th, and it's the Asia Pacific call. Welcome, everyone. I guess we'll probably get some more people as we go along. Sometimes people take their time coming onto this call.
Saturday night, you're probably celebrating.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, any questions?
Yeah.
Anything you want to know?
Just asked Gio something before. I think it answered me.
Oh yeah,
mainstream media and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're pretty quiet, but yeah, they let the odd drip, you know, of info go every so often, right? So, but give them time. The floodgates will open.
6 weeks. That's all we've got, I think. Six weeks max.
Oh, that's for the finish of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not for the start.
Well, between now and 6 weeks, right? We've got for them to dump all the stuff before the tribunals. They're going on in June, and that date can't be changed, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
What's the December thing for Trump then?
They're waiting for the Trump thing to finish, but they also have the fake elections as well to deal with, and also the big information dump and the blackout.
Right.
that's all coming. So that's all going to happen before the next 6 weeks. So we know May is going to be big, and probably the last week or so of April. So. We know it's coming. Yeah. The storm is coming.
and I've seen too in different sites that they mention the crash being in May, and these are people in the know, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's
perfect. It's right in the timeline that I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. So it won't be the hunt for the Red October after all.
No, I just remember that Trump has control of the stock market, so he can drop that at any point, anytime he wants.
Yeah,
he's just making it. He's just got it propped up right now and making it look good for everybody. But yeah, you know, it is what it is, right?
Oh, it is. But you can see how they're drawing them out with the different markets and stuff that they're using to catch all the bad ones, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. You see. Like 1 minute these ones will go up, and then next thing those ones will drop, and these other ones will go up.
Yep.
No one will know where to turn.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we know things are happening because if we're looking at, for instance, the stock market right now, the silver right now is $25.13. About a week or two ago, is sitting around $20. So it's gained $5 in less than 2 weeks. Less than two weeks.
Two of those days, it was like it almost gained a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time, it sort of stayed high after it got there.
Yeah.
So,
and you know that when they're fooling around in the metals market, that something is amiss.
Yeah.
Especially because it's been suppressed for so long, right? So you know that there's movement. There's something that's. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Is what I'm waiting for. That's the energy. Yeah. That's how I said to Gio. I woke up this morning and I said, "Don't you feel like this? Like there's a shoe about to drop?" And that's the energy that I'm feeling. You know, and I know I'm not alone. I know everybody else is feeling like, you know, you're kind of like on guard.
A little anxious.
And it's not the RV. I'm not talking about the RV. I'm not necessarily talking about the RV. I'm talking about the information dump that's going to come, that has to come. We have to go through this dark night of the soul for our society in order for us to bring it into the light, right? So that we
can, it can't be too slow all the time, remove forever. It,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's, we got to transmute it. It's got to go, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree.
The sooner that happens, the better. Because then everyone.
And we've been saying that all along, but you know, there's a plan here in place, right? A movie that's going on. And, you know, you and I don't really know exactly the timing of whatever's in that script. We know the script. We know what's in. We just don't know the timing.
Yeah. So, but they always say
that. I want my movie to start now, okay? Our personal movies to start.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I thought your movie's a nightmare, though, for everyone else.
Perception. Just, you know?
Yeah, it is.
He it's just always good. Tells me, I'm so glad I'm not in your head, because he can sometimes, you know, hear the wheels going. I got lots of wheels in there. Information. He goes, thank God that's not my brain. Like I tell him, thank God I'm not in yours.
I know. Well, it's not the brain that piques my interest. It's the smoke coming out your ears sometimes.
No, and the wheels are turning.
Yeah. Yeah. You got smoke coming out yours, and I got you hear a grinding in mine. So,
I just think that we're all kind of blessed with whatever gifts we've got, you know, but it gets to a point in your life when, you know, you've seen this stuff for so long and you've known about it for so long. It's like, okay, guys, like, what is the holdup now? Okay. We've cleared out most of the cabal around the world. That's no small feat. Okay. And I do understand that, you know, whenever they find one or two, they found 25 more, right, that they got to go look for. I get that. But Trump has been out of office now almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And everybody misses him. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, just can't imagine what it's going to be like, you know, after. Well, I can't imagine. But I just want that time to come, because we've got a lot of work ahead of us. So I'm just anxious to get going, like most of us. I tell everybody I sleep with my boots on, because I'm ready to go all the time.
I'm sort of hoping that they get to change the rules or something for him, eh? So he can stay it after 2024.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're not going to be disappointed with who else is here. So,
I know that. But I'm just thinking
his job's done.
Yeah.
Come on, you know he deserves a rest, right?
Yes.
And they say, yes, he does. I don't know if you've heard this, but they're going to live off world, eh?
Oh, nice.
The whole family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I just hate for him to be thought of as later as only being a wartime president. And then they're like, oh, nah, because of all the media and all the dishing and shit. So people need to realize. Yeah.
I don't think he minds. He was installed by the military, right? So,
yeah.
Right. And he's done a great job.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And we're all about to find out what a great job he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's certainly a godsend, that's for sure. Moya, are you familiar with the
corporations, the
schools, oh, now you're starting to
how they're all intertwined? That was not an easy job. You know, I'm glad that wasn't my mission. Let me tell you, I much prefer what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So my hat goes off to him, seriously.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Absolute awe. And grateful beyond words. Right, because now I can see a real future for my kids and grandchildren, right? Because I was worried. I think any of us that are parents, you know, or grandparents, we really had to worry about what was going on in this world for our kids. What are we going to leave them, right?
Yeah.
So I know I feel a whole lot better, And then to find out that I'm actually one of the people that is supposed to help with recreating is more of a bonus, right? Much more.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be doing this, and I can't wait to get started. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It won't be long now.
No.
No.
Yeah. Moy, are you familiar with the back office? Not the back office, but the RV process? Or do you have any questions to begin with that you're not? That you're not sure? Okay. So let's take your question.
But I do have a question about the Easter. A lot of people talking about the Easter, which is the New Year, and something going to be happen on New Year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
They always
about that?
Say something's going to happen, but we never. Sometimes we don't get to see it in like it happens behind the scenes, and we don't get to hear about it for a few days. Sometimes a couple of weeks, right? So we don't really know. But this is supposed to be a high time right now again for. RV. I heard somebody else just told me on the last call that I did before coming on here. She said that Monday was supposed to be a big day for us. So it's Easter Monday. It's a holiday, at least a school holiday in most. I don't know about the United States, but in Canada it is. I don't know how much of a break you guys get in the States.
Yeah, the other factor also that you want to put in there is that we're running on two or maybe even three calendars, right? So we have the Gregorian calendar, which we're currently on, but we're also running on the Julian calendar, which puts us 13 days in advance, and then we have the Ethiopian calendar as well,
and that's 11 days.
Something like that. Yeah.
11 days, it's shorter. So we don't know which one they're going to go on, but they are going to get rid of the Gregorian calendar because that's got all the satanic holidays in it.
Yeah. And we're going to go back to 28 days in a month and 13 months as well.
13 months, yeah.
Oh, so they will change it. That's good.
Yeah, they will change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Do you have all three different calendar? You can post it on the group.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll put one. I'll put one up there shortly. Okay, for you. All right.
The
most recent current one I've got. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you say that you have currency?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
You do. Do you have a project?
I do. I have more than 10 projects.
So are you going to set up a Zoom call with me?
I don't know how it's worked though, because today is the, I am in this group for a while, but today is the first day I'm in Zoom with, you know. So I don't really know what is this.
Yeah, usually we have to just set up I send you a template from WBG that shows that if you are planning on staying with the group, it's a good idea for you to take it into your appointment because it will help to get you a special rate. It will ensure the special rate for you, basically, because you would be working with our group. And now your project is your project. Nobody else owns it. But collectively, as a group, we all own everything, right? But you would end up as the custodian, right? The custodian of your projects. So, and there's no limit as to how many projects you can have with us. So, yeah, that's all. You just have just email me at luna@worldbenevolencegroup.ca and just let me know what your availability is. I'm usually available after 3 o'clock because I'm up until about 3 o'clock in the morning dealing with people from Asia Pacific, doing Zoom calls. I do all the projects. So, and I basically, okay. So I've got about 171 projects already, or 170 plus projects now. To do with everything that I can think of, but the more people in this group, the more those projects grow because everybody's thinking about different things and it's wonderful. So
I
look forward to chatting with you. Just let me know when you're available.
Okay. Thank you.
Give me a couple of days and times. Okay. Because I can't do during Zoom time, I can't do it on it's later in the evening that I can do it. So,
right.
And if you work, we can work around your schedule, whatever that is, right? And it doesn't have to be longer than a half an hour. So it's not going to be anything long and involved, right? Okay. Right? Good.
Yeah. Also, Moy, have you read the phase documents 1 through 5 yet?
No, sir.
No, not yet. Okay. I'll post those.
Put the link?
Yeah.
I'll put the link in.
Yeah. I just put the calendar in now.
In the Telegram.
Yeah.
In Telegram main page.
Now? Yeah. Telegram main chat. So it's gonna be it's in there now. So.
And you're gonna put the link.
I'll put the phase documents there right now as well. Just give me about a minute.
Oh, yeah. I saw the calendar now. Yeah.
Good. And I'll put all those phase documents right there. Just give me about a minute or so. You have to go find them. Everything is all these phase documents or any of the business cards and stuff are all on the WBG help menu.
Okay.
Here we are. 1, 2, we're almost there. I got one more here for you. There's 5 of them in total, and I'm just in the process right now of editing all the separate documents into a booklet form. I'm putting an index there as well, so it'll make it a little bit easier. Okay, so they're all there right now for you. So you just have to download them. They're in this docx format.
Where's the first one?
It's there.
Oh, that was the long thing. Yeah.
Okay. It's just a short phase one is just a short blurb. It's just maybe one page long. It's not very long, but the other ones are anywhere from about maybe 7 pages plus, something like that. And also, Moy, also, yeah. I do questions and answers Monday nights on the phase document. So if you have to read them through and you have some questions, you just, yeah. So, but that's on Monday night at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll post. I normally post the Zoom link about an hour, maybe a 2 before as well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We usually do about five Zooms a week.
Sometimes I listen to Ginger, but that after that, this one, and I haven't had a chance because I always miss it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as you get to listen to them, anyways, on the afterwards. Yeah, this afternoon's is already up. It's already posted up in the server.
Yeah, we have it in the back office. Our audios for the Zoom calls that we've done, our previous ones, right? So there's a whole library there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there a few times before. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, is there
keeping you up, Lynn?
Sorry, what was that?
So it's his morning, I think, or afternoon.
You up? It's afternoon. It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's when I do my calls. I just said, are we keeping you up?
No. I was coughing.
So you were coughing.
So I had mute. Yeah. Because that cough that you told me that I was getting that I needed the vitamin C for.
Yeah.
You said that my immune system was down. I needed the vitamin C. It would go into my chest. Yeah, it's gone into my chest. But it's not wearing me down. Yeah. It's not wearing me down or feeling bad or anything like that. It's just that means I feel like I've got block lungs sort of thing.
Yeah. How much milligrams are you taking?
I'm just getting about half a teaspoon of the vitamin C powder. And using that, which is, and that's 1,000 milligrams, I think, now on.
Yeah, so do that twice powder. A day.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. Oh, okay. I've been doing it once a day.
If your stomach can take it, right? If it can, you know, because sometimes it's too strong, right? And it affects people's stomach. So
so the vitamin C will still get it out of the chest as well?
It'll keep your immune system up so it fights it.
Yeah.
Your body, your natural
immunity. Turmeric would have been really good for it.
Would have been as well. Yeah, it's good. Turmeric's good
too. Yeah. Or if you want, if you're feeling a little under the weather, I can also send you some healing energy as well.
Oh, that'd be great for my chest. Yeah. I don't feel under the weather though. It's just coughing all the time is annoying.
Yeah. All right. I'll send you a little bit. Little bit of energy to help you along. Hopefully it'll clear it up for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
you're welcome. No
good having the house healer, right?
Yeah. But no, you're definitely not keeping me up. I got sleep real late after my son's birthday because he had his 20th last night. Yeah, but that's why I missed the mornings one. Because I slept through that.
Of course. No problem. Well, you know, we're going to be on in the evening on Saturday nights anyway, so it's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't stressing too much.
No. And you can listen to the audio at work or wherever you are, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Good. Wow.
It's
awfully quiet out there.
Yeah,
it's eerily quiet, you know. That's why we're waiting for the shoe to drop, right? I swear, that's what it is.
Yep, it has to. Can't believe how much the mainstream media is pushing this whole Trump arrest, but no one's seen a photo of handcuffs on Trump.
No, didn't we see him walk out? Yeah. There was a video showing him walking out,
big deal. No, you have to remember this is all just a show, right? This is all a second narrative show. So he's basically making a farce of the whole system.
I was just gonna say he's making fun of the system, right? Yeah, look, you guys think I'm being indicted or whatever? He wasn't even indicted. I'm sure of it.
No,
you haven't seen a legal document, right?
No.
That would have been plastered all over everything, but we haven't seen one yet because there isn't one.
Yeah.
But the 3D people still believe that there is.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
It is.
To just see it. It's like right in your face. There's so many things that are out of the ordinary, but this never gets picked up on.
Yeah.
Did you guys listen to that audio? The video, that is very short video about this guy saying, and he was laughing his guts out. It was exactly what you said. He didn't come out in handcuffs, right? Who goes in and comes straight back out again, right?
Exactly.
It's just like, that's crazy, right? So it's like, wake up, people. That's what he was trying to say. Wake up, right?
And he gets on his own plane and then flies away.
And that's
why
I'm right. And he has a meeting that night. That night he had a meeting, an actual, press conference that night at Mar-a-Lago, just to prove it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what that was for, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Here I am. In the
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That was so good.
And then he has his big grin that he has from ear to ear, right?
I don't think it was him, actually. Do you guys think it was him? Because
he
looked a little bigger around the middle area.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been changed lots of times, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he's got different people playing him.
Yeah, he's got a couple of clones and probably a couple doubles at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of important people, not just him, playing him as well.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're here. Yeah. Can't wait to hear all those stories. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all going to go, we knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, did you hear this thing about Steve Irwin. Do you remember him? The crocodile hunter guy?
I heard a thing about him about 2 years ago that he'll be back.
Yeah, and you know who he's supposed to be?
At the moment? Oh, I don't know, but I know he's like the son of John Denver.
I thought they said it, he was John Denver.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that?
I didn't.
No.
No?
I didn't.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then they showed the face of John Denver. And
they look alike, don't they?
So he recreated himself, but then he had to get out for whatever reason. You know, obviously he's got to get out because he's got to come back as himself. But I think to myself, yeah, but he's got a wife. Steve Irwin has a wife and has, you know, a couple of kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works. So I don't know about that, but.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he probably went under the witness protection program, most likely.
Yeah, but he's had two different, completely different lives.
Yeah.
So he's not with his original wife.
That's what clones are for. That's what clones are for.
His children, John Denver's kids, were both adopted.
Oh, okay.
They were both adopted. I remember that.
So they weren't his, yeah.
No, they weren't his.
But the ones he's got now,
I don't know. I don't know what the real story is about it, but I just found that curious. But his picture definitely looked like him. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. It does. You could see him. Yeah. But that's the same with Patton and Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Distant cousins.
Yeah. It looks a bit closer than that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to find out all that stuff, right? All the stuff.
Yeah. And also the amount of people that we've been showing that are not even real people that have just been created for the show.
Yeah.
Might have been around for just 10 years or something, but they're not actually real people.
Wow. So somebody's playing that character is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone decides to create a character and they'll play the character, even if it takes so many years.
That's interesting too, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a way to get into the cabal, you know, elite, right?
Yeah.
To get in there.
Mm.
I mean, Trump had to do it himself in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Yep. And one of his other associates apparently has played up to 1,000 different characters over the time.
Yeah, there's going to be some stories that come out of this, boy, but then we're going to find out that it's actually the truth. It's no longer a story, right?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the movies, like documentaries that they're going to be creating as well of this whole scenario.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you know that Mnuchin, you remember the guy who was in charge of Treasury or whatever? Do you know he's an actual Hollywood director?
Directing the movie that's happening now.
And he's directing this movie. Yes. And he had him in a key position. I mean, he's a very well off, like, man and married, right? But I found that out almost 2 years ago. And I said to Gio, that kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You think?
That he'd have his own director.
The whole timeline where he stopped as well doing movies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. They've thought of everything, really. Absolutely everything.
Always 5 steps ahead.
Yep. That's why he's so good at chess.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. So, but the thing is how he can do it so quick. Like, he can think on the spot, see everything, memorize the whole lot, boom, knows what he's got to do. Because the way they talk about how he could walk around the room against all these different chess masters and stuff and beat all of them at the once.
Really, eh?
Yeah. Just like, move, look at that board. Oh, yeah, I'm going to move there. Then he'd walk on to the next board. Like, oh, yeah, right, I'm going to move there. And then walk on to the next board and go around that until he started again.
Yeah,
that's true.
Baron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Trump did it as well. Trump had
and Trump as well. Wow, I hadn't heard that Trump about him. I knew about Barron, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that Trump had won something like 40 different championships through the time. So wow. That's why he's a chess master. But now Barron is supposed to be like way
ahead. Oh, he's way better. Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard he's an incredible chess player.
I'm going to have to introduce him to Isom at some point.
Maybe you could say
he's got the highest IQ around, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the highest in the world, apparently.
Wow.
I don't know if you've seen a thing where there's been people talking about that. I don't know if he's a reincarnation of or a clone of or whatever, but who he could be.
I have, but I don't remember. Why do you?
It's got the big G.
The big G.
Yeah, the G does not, you're in the symbolism. Remember G's in the symbolism as well?
No.
In the Freemason symbol?
No. I haven't heard this.
Saint Germain. Oh, yeah, Saint Germain. Yeah,
Saint Germain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the G in the Freemason symbol is for, because he started it and it was actually supposed to be good back then. And he left and Cabal got hold of it and completely turned it into secrets and all sorts.
And completely switched it like they do, right? Inverted it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the
people. And then they show photos of Saint Germain when he was young, and they show photos of Barron and that. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So alike.
Well, they say that, you know, Saint Germain comes down to earth every 75 to 85 years. He comes back. He reincarnates to see if humanity is ready.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's not a far-fetched story.
No, so he could be reincarnated. Yeah.
He's the reincarnation.
Yeah. Yeah, definite possibility.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, eh?
Yep.
Not by accident, he's the son of, you know, the man who just pretty much took down the cabal worldwide, right?
Yeah,
I guess exactly. When you think about how many times Saint Germain has come back, if you know the story more, do you know the story of Saint Germain? He's come back.
I know a little bit of it, but I didn't know he'd come back multiple times. I just thought after he died, that was sort of it.
You know what I'll do is after this, I'll find my history. I have a history of him, and I'll get Gio to post that on our site. Okay.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Because I know what he did when he was first alive and stuff, and how different queens and everything all like revered him and everything, because
always
he was, so smart.
He was always with royalty. Always with royalty, because that's where you get to the pulse of what's really going on behind it. He's smart, eh? Because I think
he was so knowledgeable. Everyone else wanted his knowledge. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's very interesting. So yeah. Superb.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But he's come back as the Count, some famous Viscount. Again, with the royalties in the time of Queen Elizabeth, I think. Queen Elizabeth I.
Yeah.
Yeah, around her court. And again, very corrupt, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then he just lives out his life, whatever, and then comes back. 75 years later, is reborn again.
Gosh. Does that just depend on when he dies, or he always has that set time frame?
No, he has that set, pretty much set. Well, 75 to 85 years, they say. So, and I've known about him for close to 40 years now.
Boy, that's good. It's been a long time for you, Luna.
It has.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I've known about that fund, right? The Saint Germain fund. For that long, right? Through my spiritual church that I used to go to.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I learned a lot. I learned a whole bunch of stuff back then.
Yeah.
A little bit I know what it was for, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's going to kick a lot of people in the butt.
Well, they need it. They need it.
Yeah. The only way they're going to wake up right now, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the ones that haven't woken up aren't going to wake up unless you give them that Mack truck right now. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is when it's fast like that and it's lots of people instantly at the same time, they're all going to sort of be thinking different together. Yep. So hopefully it's like enough information behind it to keep storming them so they can't change their minds.
No, they won't be able to. You won't be able to deny the truth when you see it in your face. And that's what they need. Yeah. And that's why they've done the movie, because there's a lot of us that are visual learners, right? Yeah. And yep. We have to see it. And like my son says to me, I have to see it to believe it, Mom. I'm a scientist. He says, so yeah. Show me the proof, right? That's what he wants.
I prefer normally to feel it.
Me too.
Over seeing it, because yeah. if your eyes told you the truth, magicians wouldn't have a job.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
Because they're always distracting your eyes while they're doing something else.
Even though you're trying so hard to concentrate on you know, what they're
everything doing. In the picture.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, boom, this guy comes up with, out of midair, he comes up with these deck of cards. Gio has showed me this. This guy's amazing. Yeah. He's absolutely amazing.
Smoothini.
He goes like this, and he basically pulls it out of the air because it manifests right there. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's got no sleeves either. It's just like me. You know, it's like short sleeves. And he just pulls cards right out of thin air.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just how he's able to distract you. Yeah, and probably using mirrors and stuff as well.
Unbelievable. That's called manifestation. Instant manifestation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because there's no other explanation for it.
If you look at, he's got a couple other videos. So he's got a couple of bar ones, and he's got another trick where he's pouring a beer. I think it's pouring a beer into a glass, and then he lets go of the beer, he lets go of the glass, and the beer in the glass is just floating in the air.
How do you do that?
Wow!
I'll see if I can find it for you.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Can you do it?
No, I can't do that one. My trick is manipulating the weather.
The weather, that's
Has he got like a little intrinsic stand or something there that you can't really see because it's see-through?
No.
That it just sits them both on and then stands back.
Honestly, you watch it, okay? Just watch it, and then you come into until I don't know how he does that.
I'll get the link. I'll get the original link for you, and then you can get his other links from there. Okay, just give me about 30 seconds here, and I'll have it for you. But
some of them are amazing. Oh, the old Penn and Teller used to be pretty good because they'd tell you how the magicians did all of their tricks.
Yeah, can he do that? I thought that was an unwritten rule that they weren't supposed to tell you what.
Penn and Teller did a whole series for about 2 years going through telling people all the different tricks.
Wow. No wonder they had to disappear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Get rid of them. They're telling too much truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the guy's name.
Smoothini.
Mm.
And he's smooth. Oh, he's smooth.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
And some of these magicians as well could be like elites hidden in the background that have been brought forward and they've been given certain technologies that we don't know anything about. That's how they were able to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Who knows? We're about to find out.
Yeah. Yep. Probably has a little bit of anti-grav technology.
Let's have a look.
Moy, are you familiar with the process for the exchange process?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're okay with that?
I do.
Yeah, yeah, and are you okay with all the, like, there's another, there's a room process, 9 rooms. Are you familiar with that as well?
Yes, I heard about that a couple of weeks ago. Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know if that's true or not. Nobody.
Oh,
knows.
You don't think it's true?
It might be, but we're not sure. Yeah,
we're really not sure. I mean, yeah. This guy came out of nowhere. And apparently he is well known in the XRP.
XRP lion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't have it. I don't know. I don't vibe with him. I don't sense he's real, or he's telling us the truth, or maybe he's leaving some stuff out.
Well, he said that is the he talked to guard. You know, that's the information from God.
There's going to be 9 rooms, right? Really?
Yeah.
And then in the same breath, they say there's no redemption centers. Somebody else said there's 7,000 redemption centers just in the U.S. alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what they're doing there.
We don't know if it's true or not.
No.
We don't know.
But I think what they're doing for the redemption centers is we know that there's a lot of banks closing down right now. Yeah. And I think what they're going to do is temporarily convert them into the redemption centers. And then after the redemption centers are done, they'll convert them into the bank management, wealth management centers.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I noticed there's a lot of local banks, you know, building up, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because there won't be any more banks. There isn't right now. I mean, your bank is still running because it's being mirrored on the QFS, but it's not really a bank anymore. It can't do what it used to do, which is steal our money, right?
Yeah, so. It'll drop it anytime.
Yeah.
And you think it still have a, we still have a EBS coming?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Again, nobody really knows. But it would make sense in the way that we described what's going to happen in the next 6 weeks. It would make sense that is. But are they going to do it? I don't know. The implications for that. I mean, there has to be some sort of an emergency of some sort, right?
Yeah. Well,
shutting down the whole world would probably constitute as an emergency, right?
Yeah. To me, I would have thought Redemption Center would be after the EBS. But in the EBS, they might end up telling them, oh, your bank. Because banks already be shut down by that time, mm-hmm. and telling them everyone's going to go and have a meeting with their bank.
Yeah.
And you can revalue your currency. Yep.
Right. And then we go. Then the EBM. Right. Yep. Or, sorry. Then we make our appointments.
After all of the exposures and
Because then people
so will right at the end
banks
of it.
Are no longer, because people are so nervous about walking into a building that's a bank. Yep. Right. And so you're right. Then once they do those movies or what did you call them, Hunt?
EBS?
No, I called them a wealth management center.
Oh, yeah.
You called them something else. The movies that are going to go on. Disclosures.
The movies
that they're going to run.
Yeah.
The documentaries. That's what you call them.
Yeah.
After the documentaries are run, that's when I think we're going to go. Mm-hmm. Once those 10 days, because they're going to shut everything down for 10 days. I've heard even 12 days, you know, that means you can't leave your house except for emergencies, right? They're going to keep us inside because they want everybody to see the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Right? But they've also said that when the currency changes, everyone will get 2 weeks to go and change their cash that they've got. Mm-hmm. Well, that will eliminate the people that had hordes and hordes of the bad cash. And the ones that are doing it legitimately, they'll be all sweet and get theirs. Mm-hmm. But then everyone's going to redemption to do that at the same time. So they'll do all of us. And then they won't be looking for anyone that's a special people going there at a special time, because it's just everyone's doing it at the same time. They won't know who's who.
That's true. And that is a good thing in the one way, but if we're being scanned, they'll know who you are.
No, I mean bad guys looking for us.
Oh, bad guys.
If there was any bad guys left. This is our
destiny. I'm not worried about the bad guys, okay? Not worried about
But the white hats might take that precaution. And that's why they'd let us do all of it at the same time.
Yeah, I that's a good possibility because I have
if they haven't caught certain gang members that they're not classing as high risk, it could be a higher risk than they think.
Yeah.
They got hordes of money and stuff from ages ago.
Yeah.
And they'll get caught in those RVs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is also that if the public, general public, is going to go in with us, it'll be easy for the workers to be able to differentiate the difference between us because, for example, let's say you have just a general public coming in, they're going to go in for their cue phone and maybe laptop, and also they're going to be getting their birth certificate, birth account money as well, access to it. So if they don't know anything about the RV, they're not going to ask anything about it. And then for those who are do know something about it, but they're not, let's say, part of a group like us, the internet group, they'll be just, you know, showing the front screen, right? And that's all they'll know, and that's all they'll get. But us, we know that there's another rate out there, several other rates. So when we go in, they're going to show us the front screen rate, and then we're going to say, well, what's the back screen rate? And as soon as you ask for that back screen rate, you're telling them that you're part of another group. And then, and you know, above and beyond that, then you're going to show them your projects. And so you get another rate, an even higher rate.
Yeah.
So it's,
exactly. And I'm also wondering too, if maybe they could even do a different building as such, like have heaps of banks doing it all. And then saying, oh, we have to open this bank for the overflow. But then that's all the people that have got RVs.
Yeah, I can see them going into, when you think about it, there's a lot of buildings, corporate business buildings shutting down. It would be really easy to convert a couple of those into redemption exchange centers as well, right?
Yeah.
People walk in the front door and let them, you know, exchange and redeem and then put them out the back door type thing.
It would be a lot easier than having to send them off to some special place a long way away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But you know, there's so many possibilities, but until then, you know, in WBG
we're all guessing.
We always call it just information. That's all it is until we get in there, right? Because there's so many scenarios and possibilities.
It's not far.
No,
it's
I don't
got to be shortly.
Yeah, I think so too.
With what's happening with Trump right now, it's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have to also remember that all these higher, the top dogs in the cabal have already been taken out, and they're just really rounding up all the smaller minions right now. So, technically we've already won, but they're just like I said, they're just scooping up all these couple of last minute bad apples, so to speak.
Yeah. Also, with the projects, do you think I need to take any more information on the projects for them other than the templates?
No, I don't think so.
No,
but
not at all.
No, but the thing is, if you're, let's say you're not happy with the rate that you got, you know, let's say you think you need some more, then I would take any supporting information to your wealth manager meeting with you. Okay.
Okay.
And then you can negotiate a potential better rate. That's what we've also been told as well.
Oh, after the first meeting with the wealth manager and the second one. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Thanks, Gio.
Yeah. So that's another possibility.
So you think the Nasara won't be happened before the redemption,
well,
or after?
Nasara is actually already being implemented about a year ago. And it's a very slow rollout, extremely slow rollout. There's already been instances where there's been people who have had their debts paid off. We got someone that we know that's had their debt paid off, a school loan, $18,000 been paid off. So it is happening behind the scenes. It's just not public knowledge yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I expect whenever it is announced, that's when we'll see the banks crash and stock market crash and all that kind of stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, completely all the wiped. Stuff. Yeah.
We'll start dancing.
Yeah, that'll probably happen when everything shuts down for we've been told banks will shut down for anywhere from 3 to 7 days a week, right? So
yeah.
That's ATMs included.
Yeah, so we've got to stay home because everyone will be going nuts.
Yeah, and that's why you want to have a little bit extra food and cash at home as well. Yeah, enough to last you about 2 weeks or more. Actually, I would take a little bit more if you can afford it. Take a little bit more because some of your neighbors probably won't be thinking about it. So they'll probably be needing something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got enough water for the neighbor.
Yep.
Good.
Yep, especially. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, water's important. That's for sure. Especially the, well, we do the distilled thing, not the spring water, right?
Right.
Yeah. Distilled hasn't got any of the impurities in it like spring water.
Yeah,
because when you look at a spring water on the side of the container.
You mean a natural spring water?
Yeah, even the natural spring water. I'll explain why.
As pure as it should be.
Yeah, I'll explain why right
now.
Yeah,
still better than a tap, but not
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's because if you look on the bottle, now not in all cases, but in most, probably about 90 some odd percent of the time, labeled somewhere on that bottle, and it's usually somewhere where it's not the ingredients of the water or the what's in the water. I can't remember what they call it. It's the ingredients, but they put it somewhere else. But it's they'll put fluoride in the water. So now you have natural spring water that's got fluoride in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll have a product in there probably too that could have a letter or a number on it.
Yeah.
How about Fiji water?
Fiji does have it. Fiji's got fluoride in it.
Oh no!
Just look on the side of it. It might be printed sideways. It's usually in a very small fine print. It'll say like fluoride 0.004%.
The writing is micro, small, like teeny tiny, and it's sideways, wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Yep. Honestly, take a look, especially Nestle's. You can see it on Nestle's as well.
Very clear.
So yeah. Which one is safe for you to drink?
Any bottled distilled water.
No.
You have to go and find a place that sells distilled water.
Yeah.
Where they have spring water, they should have distilled water as well.
Yeah.
At least they do in our grocery stores. Not all grocery stores. But select few, right?
There's
a couple.
Yeah. The other thing about spring water that you have to realize is that spring water has minerals in it, but it's the minerals that they get from the ground. Those minerals are not good for you because your body is organic and it does not process inorganic material. So you're actually just clogging up your body with natural spring water.
It's another way of them contaminating our bodies, right?
That's right. So put it, and we have to remember that fluoride in the water, fluoride is a derivative of aluminum, And it's it's a main ingredient for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and it also is to calcify the pineal as well.
Pineal gland. Yeah, that's also what it does.
Cuts us off from our gut.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So as a natural water other than distilled, does that mean that we were supposed to be getting it from the sky, but then with chemtrails and that, you can't do that anyway? Originally, before the chemtrails, is that how we were supposed to have our water?
Yeah, the water in the sky is actually, when it just immediately falls from the clouds, is actually pretty close to distilled water. But
yeah.
As it goes down and hits the ground, or just before the ground, it collects dust and stuff, right? And the chemtrails and all that kind of stuff along the way. The other thing, the equivalent to distilled water is reverse osmosis. But I don't, myself personally, I don't like the flavor of it, the aftertaste of reverse osmosis. It has sort of like a seaweed type seaweed flavor aftertaste. Yeah. So I don't like it as much. But the distilled water, the pure distilled water, it tastes very. If you drink it a lot, it starts to taste sweet, and sometimes it leaves your mouth sometimes a little dry. But it's a lot more healthier for you. As a matter of fact, if you go to a health website, a medical website. In some of them, they'll tell you if you drink distilled water on a continuous basis, it'll kill you.
And most of those are cabal owned anyway.
That's right. I could tell you I've been drinking.
WebMD is cabal owned.
Because most of our stores here in the last couple of months, you can go there and get spring water, you can get all sorts of mineral water and stuff. Distilled, we're out of that at the moment. And that's all they've been saying for like the last 2 months.
Yeah, I'll put some distilled information on the Telegram website. I'll put some distilled information for you so you can have it. Okay, as well.
But what I did learn that was interesting is distilling it yourself.
Yeah,
I saw a little video where a guy's got it doing a pot and a bowl on the stove and making his own distilled water.
Yeah, steam. Steam is distilled water. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
Nice. Just collect the steam, and you got distilled water. If you collect if you get a distiller, sometimes it might be hard, and depending upon the country that you're in, getting a distiller might be hard because they may be thinking that you're trying to create moonshine or something, right?
Yeah.
But it's all good. So we have any other questions? Any other questions at all that you're not sure about?
Just want to know how close we are.
Very
close.
well, it's all gonna come down in the next 6 weeks or sooner. That's the way I see it because June is the trials. So we got to have the disclosure and the RV before that happens. So anytime between now and 6 weeks from now, you pick your date, but I think it's going to happen sooner than later. I have a feeling it's going to be in May at some point.
Yes. Can't be far away.
Yeah.
No, it can't be.
No. Because
everyone will be starting asking questions. Oh, how could Trump still be running for president for 2024 if he's been arrested? So
yeah.
Well, little do people know that he still is the president.
Yeah, I know.
The president all this time he's been doing stuff behind the scenes, right?
To remember back when he was still in office, he signed that executive order. That the Insurrection Act that allowed the military to take over for him on his behalf. And then he's just facilitating, so to speak, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very brilliant, brilliant plan how he did this.
Oh, yeah.
Just just brilliant. Yeah.
But definitely a collective, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, so we're, if you don't have any more last minute questions, we'll take off. Have an early night. Yeah. I know I got lots to do still. I got a newsletter I still got to put out. It takes me a couple hours to do that. So
now I'll probably catch up with you guys anyway once during the week.
Yeah.
Later this week.
Yeah.
I normally do every now and again if I find the time during work.
So just as a reminder, we have the tomorrow night, we have the spiritual workshop for questions and answers, and then Monday night,
it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night,
and then Monday night, 8 o'clock is also that's the question and answers for the phase documents.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Emily.
Okay. You guys take care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Lena. Bye-bye, dear.
Good night.
All right. Okay.
Good night.
See you, Glenn. Bye-bye.